Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Pamatziah Daf Tes, Pamatziah 9. Today's Daf Yomi is dedicated for Shmira, for the Chayalim Matzah, for the Shliyim, and the Yeshua for Am Yisrael. In this Eis Tzara, Rabbi Elazar taught on the bottom of Tes and Aleph, Rachav Basada, that if a person is riding an animal in the field, that's a valid method of acquisition. Uman Higba Ir, and if he's leading it in the city, that's a valid method of acquisition of the animal. So the Gemara says, but when we talk about riding it in the field, Rabbi Elazar doesn't mean just sitting on it. It means manhig baraglav. It means you're actually, it's like horseback riding, like you're kicking it with your feet. The Gemara says, well, if that's the case, then what's the difference between that and manhig, that's leading? So the Gemara says there are two different types of manhig. One is leading it with your hands, and one is leading it with your feet. If that's the case, why does this riding in the city not a valid method of acquisition? So Rav Kahana explains, because she'in darkon shel b'nei adam lirkov be'ir. That is not, since people typically don't ride animals in the city, that's not a valid method of acquisition. What's the problem with riding animals in the city? Rashi says, mishum tzniusa, it's arrogant. You're walking around on your horse, and everybody else is believe you. It's the, why do policemen ride horses? They're trying to intimidate you. So see, it's not the way. That's not the way of the Jew. The Jew doesn't try to intimidate. The Jew doesn't try to push himself above others. And that's why it's something that we don't typically ride the horses in the city, because it's immodest.